see that lumber first thing tomorrow morning, period. Period. DJ, please don't drive your truck on my blueprints. I can't believe they shorted me 25 pieces of lumber.
May they rot in hell.
I got the receipt.
Well, I got something that'll cheer you up.
Oh, yeah? You got 25 2x4s?
Yeah, and you know what else I got? I got this official entry blank for that radio station country western songwriting contest.
So?
So?
I ain't entering no contest.
Come on, you should do it. It'd be a hoot.
You're the writer in the family. You do it.
Well, I don't got no musical talent. You're the one with the trunk full of songs out in the garage.
Honey, I wrote that stuff years ago.
Well, you know, you ought to dig one out and just send it in.
New way.
Come on, you're really good at it.
No, no contest for this cowboy. What could you win?
What difference does it make? You're not going to enter it anyway.
I'm just curious.
Well, the first prize is $100, plus you get to hear your song played over the radio.
I ain't got no talent.
Come on, you know you want to do it.
Would be kind of nice hearing one of my songs played on the radio.
Then you can no longer deprive the world of your special talent.
Maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right.
You need to cut it loose and set it free. Do it for humanity. Do it for the children. Do it for the stinking $100.
Bingo.
What are you doing?
Getting something to eat.
Your break isn't for 2 minutes.
Well, then I'll go back to work 2 minutes early.
Sit down, Harris. Sit down. You know, you have an attitude problem.
I do?
Oh, yeah. And I was thinking that we should work on it someplace outside of the workplace.
Where would you suggest? The back seat of your car?
No, I was thinking more along the lines of my apartment.
There is no way that I'm going to end up a notch on your bedpost.
I'm not coming on to you. You think I'm coming on to you?
It crossed my mind.
No. See, I'm just trying to improve employee management relations.
Nice save, Booker.
Thank you.
What's that?
Looks like a phone number. Let's work on that attitude.
Roseanne, what kind of song is Dan gonna enter?
Oh, he hadn't even decided yet.
I bet it'll be romantic.
Can't go wrong with a love song.
Ah, love song for Hokie. I like something I can dance to.
Get down, Sylvia.
It's a country western station, right?
Yeah.
Well, then the song doesn't even matter. All that counts is the title.
Well, sis, I guess you're an expert on that too, huh?
That happens to be true. Look at the classic, Take This Job and Shove It.
Yeah.
That's the title.
You know what Dan should really try to write? A road song.
Gosh, you're right. I love road songs when that whiskey voice guy starts singing about highways and byways and stuff.
What exactly is the difference between a highway and a byway?
Okay, a highway is the main road, right? Uh-huh. And the byway is the road that runs right along by it.
No. No, that's an access road. A byway is a road that goes around something.
No, that's a bypass.
There is no difference between a highway and a byway, okay?
Oh, I'm so glad you figured that out. Now maybe we can all get some sleep tonight.
I'll tell you what people can't get enough of, hardship songs.
You know, you're right. There's nothing like a hardship song to set my toes to tapping.
Well, that's what all the best songs are about. Pain, misery, you know, real life. my life. My parents kicked me out of the house when I was 16. Moved in with crazy Aunt Ina and a house full of cats. Married at 17, widowed at 18. Tornado carried away my car. Hospitalized for pneumonia.
Everybody sing!
Mom?
The one and only.
Where's Dad?
He's out in the garage, honey, struggling with the muses.
I need him to fix my truck.
What happened to it?
The wheel fell off.
Give it to me.
You know how to fix trucks.
I know how to do anything. I'm a mom.
Dad's just supposed to fix trucks.
Give me that. Let's go sit down here.
Don't touch that. I didn't touch it.
Mom. You hear that?
Yeah, Becky and Darlene are at it again.
They're giving me a headache.
Me too.
I've had it.
Me too.
They say they're going to be quiet, but they never are.
Yeah, never.
Never. You know what else?
What?
They're always in the bathroom.
They're horrible, rotten girls. What are we going to do with them?
Kill them.
Nah, then I just have to clean up the mess. I guess we're going to have to live with them till they move out.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. One fixed truck.
Thanks.
Just shut up, Darlene. Hey, it's half my room too, little Miss Perfect.
Well, you can have both halves for all I care.
What is your problem?
You're my problem, you little slob.
You used to be almost normal.
Yeah, until you were born.
Knock it off.
I wish Mom and Dad had left you at that hospital.
Shut up, Becky.
Mom!
She's not here.
Mother, I can't spend another minute in the same room with her.
And whom, pray tell, are we talking about?
Mother, please, you know who I'm talking about. The pig. Here's your filthy, disgusting pillow.
You know, all you two have been doing this whole week is fighting, and I really want it to stop now.
Well, then talk to Darlene. She leaves all her grungy stuff all over my side of the room.
What? I can't leave anything anywhere without her going into convulsions.
Okay, well, there's only one way to solve this problem. Give me that pillow. And give me that blanket, too. All right, now turn around and face each other here. Now, I want you two to fight to the death.
Mother!
Go on, start ripping each other apart limb from limb. And whoever's left standing gets to keep the room.
You know what she's trying to do.
Well, I do have another plan.
I hate it when she does this.
Go get the mask and tape and run
it. Put a line down the center of the room.
And stay on your side. Mom, that never works.
Will you make it work, girls?
Fine, I'll get the tape.
No, I'll get the tape.
I'll get the tape.
I'm getting my tubes tied. Hey, look what I brought you.
Oh, thanks, baby. Just put it down here. This drill hasn't worked since I bought it.
I thought you was out here composing.
Oh, I tried a few things, but I don't know. I guess I just wasn't inspired.
Well, I'm here now.
And yet, somehow, I'm still not inspired.
Well, if you're not going to write no songs, why don't you dig out some of these to send in?
I already looked. Believe me, there's nothing in there worth sending.
Oh, don't give me that. There's bound to be an undiscovered masterpiece in here.
Trust me, they all suck mud. Face it, I'm a small-time contractor. I ain't no big-time composer.
Well, this is no big-time contest. What is this?
What?
Ooh, baby, baby, give it to me, give it to me. Hey, baby, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Give it to me. It was a dance hit.
Oh, in the 70s, I guess.
Yeah, it's just lyrics weren't important.
I was really moved by it. I was getting ready to give it to you.
Oh, you want to hear something really bad?
Is it worse than that one?
Much worse. Almost criminal.
Oh, baby, baby, give it to me.
I wrote this when I was 19. Let's see. Blueberry fantasy, tangerine dream. Love is a rainbow of incense and cream.
Oh, now I know why you can't remember your teen years.
It marked the end of my psychedelic period.
No, that's the one. You ought to send that in.
Let's just forget about the contest and clean up this mess.
All right, you're the boss.
I'm sorry for a minute there. I thought I heard you say I was the boss.
What's that?
That's nothing. It's just something I was working on.
Hey, let me hear it.
Well, it doesn't really have a tune yet.
So I want to hear it anyway.
Well, I'm kind of rusty. Let's see. There's a river, high in the mountains. That's been flowing since who knows when.
I like it.
You don't recognize it, do you?
Uh-uh.
No? No one's sure just how it started, but it's never gonna end. It's one of your poems.
Gosh, that is. I can't believe you saved it.
Yeah, I've saved everything you've ever written, except for a few notes on the refrigerator door.
That's so sweet.
You like it?
Yeah.
Well, it's half yours. Maybe if I goose it up a little bit. There's a river high in the mountains that's been flowing since who knows when. No one's sure just how it started, but it's never gonna end. A love is like that river flowing through all time. Heaven knows I need you and I'll never change my mind. Heaven knows how I love you and I'll never change my mind.
That was beautiful.
Okay. You like it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah?
I
think it's good enough to honor?
I think it's good enough to win.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really do.
Really?
I really, really do. Hey, and you know, then when we go out on tour, the kids ain't coming with us, right?
Right.
Hey, Roseanne. I hear you and Dan are going to be big country western superstars.
Go away, Pete.
Well, you really think you're going to win that contest tonight,
yes,
huh?
Yes, we're going to win that contest. Then we're going to snag a great big old recording contract. Then we're going to pack up the kids and move to Nashville.
Yeehaw!
And then me and Dan are going to buy these great big old platinum blonde wigs, you know, and then I'm going to change all the kids' middle names to Bob, you know, like Becky Bob, Darlene Bob, DJ Bob.
Well, I'm going to be listening to my radio tonight, so that song better be good.
Go away, Pete.
There's still having that thing there.
What's wrong?
What? Cockroach!
Where?
There, kill it!
You kill it!
I ain't killing it!
It's on your side of the
table! Come on,
table.
Jackie, do something! Oh.
There. Can we go back to work now? Booker!
Yeah?
Oh, I just killed a big old cockroach over here. You better take him off the payroll.
You gonna do something about these bugs?
Yeah, I'll talk to the exterminator. Harris, I want to see you in my office. Now.
Sass, take the wrench.
Let's go. Come on. What do you think you're doing? What do you call that fun? This is work. This is a very serious matter. Stuff like that could lead to the unemployment line.
You'd quit over that?
Not me, you.
What would I write down as my reason for dismissal?
Uncontrollable lust.
Booker, You're right. The dam is crumbling. I can't fight it any longer.
See, look, you're going to have to try.
I'm a spontaneous person, Booker. I just get these impulses.
Look, I like impulses. Bring them to my apartment.
What do I do about the impulse that I'm having right now?
You're going to have to control yourself, all right? I am the boss.
Right,
okay?
And I respect
that. I'm the top
guy.
Because respect is exactly what I want. Never happen.
I'm
glad we have that understanding.
Roseanne, Booker gave me his phone number.
Program's getting ready to start.
I popped you some corn.
Oh, good. I'm kind of nervous. How about you?
Oh, my spurs are shaking here.
I know this contest ain't a big deal, but it's kind of a big deal.
Ooh, ah, my love. Soon our music career will skyrocket.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go out and dig up some more poems.
What for?
Because we need something for the flip side.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, tell her to get out of my chair. Mom, tell her I was here first. Mom, tell her she's lying.
DJ, tell your sisters to shut up.
Shut up.
Thank you, honey.
Evening, everybody. This is Phil, and this is Dave, and this is the Phil and Dave Show.
Well, oh, this is it.
Mom, tell her I had this chair first.
She did not.
DJ?
Shut up.
Before we announce the winner of WLFD's songwriting contest, Dave and I want to thank all of you who entered. Yeah, boy, the response was overwhelming. We never expected anything quite like this. We had a grand total of 4 entries.
4?
I like the odds.
Yeah.
You'd think that would make our job easy, but with 4 entries and only 3 prizes, I can tell you it was tough.
Just tell us who won.
Well, Dave, let's get right to it and announce those winners.
Yes!
The third place winner of 2 tickets to the Lanford Annual Tractor Pull is Preston Newhouse.
Oh! All right! 1 down, 2 to go.
Did you win yet?
Not yet.
The second prize winner of an evening for 2 at the Lanford Inn is...
I'm so nervous, I can't stand it!
Doris Fisher. The grand prize winner of all 100 of those dollars is a songwriting team right here. Frank, Dale, and Toby Cutler.
Who?
Congratulations, Frank and Toby, for there's sure to be a classic tune, Daisies in the Wind.
I guess that's it.
I guess so.
When are they going to play your song?
They're not.
They didn't like our song.
You mean you didn't win?
Afraid not, buddy.
I should have won.
Yeah, your song was the best.
Thanks.
Those radio guys are creeps. Yeah, let's go down and soap their windows. Yeah, and we can let the air out of their tires and set off smoke bombs.
Oh, you do me proud. How you doing, partner?
4th place, partner. Nothing, 0, zip.
We are pathetic. Let us hang our heads in shame.
How do you explain to people that your song wasn't good enough to win 2 tickets to the annual Lanford Tractor Pull?
You don't. You move out of state.
Montana's nice.
And I hear they have very little radio there.
Mom, Dad, we're really sorry you lost.
Well, we didn't really lose. I mean, the only people that really ever lose are people who never try. At least we tried.
Got crushed.
Oh, stop.
Well, we never got to hear your song.
Yeah, why don't you sing it for us?
Dare you?
Well, shuckins, kids. Why not?
Gather round, youngins. Pa's gonna sing us a little ditty.
There's a river high in the mountain that's been flowing since who knows when. No one's sure just how it started, but it's never gonna end. Our love is like that river flowing through all time. Heaven knows how I need you, but I'll never change my mind. Heaven knows how I love you, and I'll never change my mind.
peace, love, and sisterhood.
Can't find the other one.
I know, I lost it at a protest march.
You were in a protest march?
Your mother was at all the protest marches.
What were you protesting?
Oh, the usual. War, violence, mass communications.
This is neat.
Oh, that's a mood ring I bought your mom.
Oh, yeah, back when I was in a good mood.
Can I have it?
Well.
Can I have this earring?
Well, my daughters, since you have not maimed, killed, or abused each other in the last 24 hours, I will bestow these gifts on you as a token of my gratitude.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks.
Dan, why do we keep all of this junk? Maybe we should throw it out.
We can't throw this stuff out. This is our life.
Yeah. I think we're in big trouble.